A Glendale man is keeping close watch of developments in Ukraine, as are many people with ties to that country. Several protesters were killed in anti-government demonstrations, the president fled, and Russia has sent in troops. Some people want Ukraine to latch on to Russia, while others to Europe. Safran Nedelsky was born there in 1939, but has spent much of his life here. Still, his roots run deep.
So it goes like this?
No, that's just like this. That goes like that.
When I entered Safran Nedelsky's home, he handed me a small pin, the Ukrainian flag.
Blue is on top, which is the sky, and yellow is the wheat fields.
Giving visitors a pin is a tradition.
Then you actually have a complete set of all kinds of these pins.
Ukrainian art fills the living room. He pages through photos he and his wife took this past fall when they last visited.
But this is what is significant. This building is on the same block as the presidential office and the legislature. And this is where the fighting and demonstrations took place. Most of the information that we're getting from relatives and friends is very guarded discussions and is very dramatic time for them, and it's easier not to communicate at this time until things settle down, and then they can just recollect.
Nedelsky says a few relatives no longer live in Ukraine, and it's not because of the current strife.
Two of the four children he has are actually working in Poland. And this is something that's very significant. Ukraine, as it declared its independence in 1991, had a population of almost 50 million. Now it shows a population of just over 46 million. Probably 80% of that drop is related to people who have either emigrated or many more are working abroad. A lot of women especially are working abroad. We have met women in Paris, in Prague, in Rome, in northern Italy, working as, you know, maids, all kinds of other, and sending money home.
Why do they leave? Are there not enough jobs in Ukraine?
Exactly, especially in Western Ukraine. An entire generation has grown up in independent Ukraine from 1991 today, and those people have been to the West. They have access through internet, Western things, and they are seeking to have the opportunities that they expect to have in life. The other thing is that significantly they witness the corruption that the rest of the world seems to have. Corruption is so great in Ukraine, as soon as someone opens a business and has a chance to make some money, there'll be people knocking on that person's door to get a piece of that action. Government officials, primarily. It is now estimated that Yanukovych, the former president of Ukraine, in his last 3 years, absconded or moved approximately $30 billion abroad in his own accounts.
When you think of Ukraine today, what immediately comes to mind?
In KU, I was just absolutely amazed as how lively it is, how prosperous it looks, how many shops and restaurants and how many people were on the street. This did not exist, I guarantee you, 20 years before. It was a desert of brick and stone, primarily bureaucratic offices of the government, very little life to it. This year, it was just the opposite. I was fantastically impressed, day and night. But again, so much more could have been done, and there can't be growth if the money is sitting in the coffers in Austria and Switzerland and England and other places.
You think about this a lot.
I grew up in it. My father was very educated, graduated from University of St. Charles in Prague in medical school in 23, you know. Spoke seven languages, like so many of educated people in everywhere in Europe. And it showed me a sort of a common cause between all these countries. You know, I never grew up hating anyone, but I'm still very much Ukrainian,